Good afternoon. This is Radio 1. It's 10 past 5. No, it's 12 minutes past 5. What am I about? And this is Scott. Okay, now it's time for the World Peace Game. Now, the idea of this game is to bring peace to the world. Do you know what I think sometimes, chappers?
What?
I think to myself, why can't we all just get along? You know? And you know why we can't?
Why is that?
We don't understand each other. And the idea of this game is to find out what is fact and is fiction about Johnny Foreigner, our foreign cousins. Now, we all think we know what people are like, don't we? But sometimes it's just not true.
Are you breaking down barriers here?
I'm going to have a go. Now, Laura,
yeah.
If I said to you, right?
Yeah.
What does a French person look like?
Easy.
What? Right, it's quite... You think it's easy?
Yeah.
All right, what does a French person look like?
Stripy top.
Mm-hmm.
Onions or garlic around the neck.
Yeah.
Probably on a bicycle.
Okay.
And a French accent.
Yes.
And a beret.
Okay, good.
Oh, and a moustache.
Right, so that's what you think all French people are like.
Have you been to France?
They're I have been to France. Did you say they're everywhere?
Yeah.
Well,
I can see.
I've called many a French person this afternoon to see if there was anyone like that there, all right? Do you think we found any?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out on our new World Peace Game. Here's the first person I called.
Bonjour.
Oui.
I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
Who is Pierre?
He is my friend. I need him on the phone.
On the phone?
Oui.
No, we have no Pierre here.
He is wearing a stripy shirt and a beret. He is wearing onions around his neck. Oui?
Wait some minutes.
I think I found him. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you Pierre?
Pierre.
With the onions around your neck? I thought that was Pierre for a minute.
Interesting accent there. Your R's are very interesting.
I can't do R's in French, I don't know why. So no Pierre. Right, okay. Let's try another one. Here we go. I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
What?
Right, here we are. No Pierre there either, but at least we can dispel the myth that French people are rude.
Yeah, is this therefore going well or not going well?
I don't know. What? I'd like to hear him again. I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
What?
Okay. But I carried on. He is an officer of the Leur.
What?
He is an officer of the Leur.
Yes.
Can you give him a massage for me?
Yes.
Okay. Is he in the room?
No, he's not in...
He smokes Gaulois?
No, that's not... He's not here.
Right, okay. Right, so, Laura.
That was better, that accent. That was getting better, though.
Miss Confident, you still think we're going to find one, do you?
Are you sure you were phoning France and not somewhere else?
No, it's definitely France, as you can hear. You still think we'll find one, do you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. On we go. Do you know anyone that has a stripy shirt, onions, beret, moustache, bicycle, Gaulois?
Nobody with moustache here.
So you have no one with moustache, but they have onions around their neck? Hello? Oh, I thought we got one then. No, nothing.
See, Laura,
on phoning people and... carried on again. I'm looking for my friend Pierre.
Hey, Monsieur Pierre. P-E-R, c'est ça?
Yeah. He is wearing a strappy shirt.
Oui.
And a beret.
Et un beret.
Oui. And he has some onions around his neck.
Onions?
Oui. He smokes Gaulois and he plays pétanque. Oh, he wasn't taking this seriously at all, was he?
He's just laughing at you now. Yeah.
But I kept on trying to break down the stereotypes. Do you have anybody in your cafe that looks like this? Stripy shirt, onions, beret, moustache, bicycle, Gaulois, and plays pétanque?
No.
Do you know anyone like that?
No.
You see? Isn't that incredible? I called a lot of people there, Laura, and you are wrong. Nobody in France looks like that.
Oh.
You see?
I feel stupid.
And you have held this prejudice to our French cousins for a long time, and now you should realise that nobody in France actually looks like that. And you've had that for a long time. You've carried that thought with you.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think, by doing this game, we have brought ourselves closer to our French cousins and also
educated
closer to world peace.
This is Radio 1.
Some people on the text are completely missing the point and saying, oh, this game is racist. Hello? You're missing the point. We're busting the stereotypes so we can all live together in peace and harmony. Oh, some people just don't get it, do they?
Some people are just stupid.
God. Sabrina has been on. Sabrina Rosso, hello. She's an actual French person and was loving us trying to find our Pierre. She says, unfortunately, you shouldn't be able to find someone smoking Gaulois since smoking is now forbidden in all public places. As for the onion necklace, well, good luck with that. Thanks, Sabrina. I'm glad you liked it. Right, now it's time to bust all the German stereotypes. A lot of people have the wrong idea, I think you'll find, about Germans.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and get rid of all those preconceived ideas. It was your turn this time to give Germany a call.
Well, so I'll apologise for the accent in advance.
Okay. Here's Chappers calling Germany on the World Peace Game.
Tag,
I wonder if you can help me. I've lost my friend Franz.
Okay.
And do you know him? He has like a big beer belly.
Uh-huh.
And a hat.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
Yes? And okay, is he eating a sausage at the moment?
Yes.
He's there, yes?
One moment, okay?
Okay, danke.
What is the last name, sorry, sir?
I do not know. He just told me he was called Franz. He said he'd wait at a hotel for me, but he'd probably have a sausage whilst wearing a hat.
Okay.
Is he there? Is he in reception? He might have some leather.
No, nobody is.
Nobody?
Here. No. But I will check the hotel list for your
guy. He told me he wear leather shorts also. Do you have a pool? I think he may have put the towel by the pool this morning.
No, sir, we don't. I think you're in the wrong hotel. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Do you know the first name of Franz?
Yeah, his name is Franz.
Franz?
He has a big belly and a little hat.
Yeah.
A little hat.
Yeah, oh,
and he likes eating sausages.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sometimes he has a big tuba.
Ah, yeah, and he wears leather trousers.
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah, that's just him.
Oh, I'm sure I knew him. Oh, yeah, I saw him, I think.
Yes.
And he had a green jacket, a woolen green jacket.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a friend, she was called Gertie, and she had a dirndl on.
I don't know her.
No?
Nine.
Oh.
So, can you tell him I'm looking for him?
Yeah, but who are you?
I am Scott.
You're Scott?
Yeah.
And you're coming from Scotland and you're wearing a kilt? No, not really. Yeah, if I see Franz, I will tell him.
Danke schön.
Ja, bitte gerne. Goodbye.
Tschüss.
All right, now, either she does know someone like that, or, Chappers, I think she might have been taking the mickey out of us.
Do you think she was taking the mick?
I do a little bit. Radio 1.